This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Now, I am really, really behind the times, okay? All right, I know that Sully movie has been out for a while. And the reason why I'm talking about it is usually I tell you what movie I've seen to give you a movie review, and I think the Sully movie has been out for months. But the reason why I finally saw it is while I was sitting there watching football, there was a lot of good football, all right, my husband goes, look, I want to see the Sully movie, and it's still actually in theaters, and I'm like, really? And I guess in town, there's a theater that's it's like a $1.99 type theater. Now, I don't remember there being a theater like that since the 1990s. And there was a $1.99 theater somewhere near Pecos and Mojave or whatever where I live in my side of the neck of the woods in Las Vegas. And that's where you would go and see movies that were first run but, you know, already exhausted their time in main theaters. So I saw, like, Home Alone in May. All right? And I didn't care that because I love Christmas. I don't mind, you know, seeing Christmas movies, you know, in the dead of summer as long as I'm only paying $1.99. So anyway, he found this, and because he really wants to see the movie, it's not that he wants to pay $1.99, but I got to tell you, man, we are completely proselytized. We are now going to go to this theater no matter what, because, for the four of us, it was like $8. We're like, what? It's usually $8 for a soda pop in a movie theater. $8 to see the movie? This movie theater, for those of you in Vegas, is like Tropicana and Pecos, something like that. Okay, I know most of you guys don't live in Vegas, but wow, if you guys have these types of theaters there where you could see a movie, you know, that isn't first run, like there's supposed to be this Mark Wahlberg movie I haven't seen yet. I want to see that. I still haven't seen the Bourne movie. I'm so behind. So I'm in the movie theater. And I see, the seats are not like, okay, some of you guys know about these fancy schmancy theaters that we've gone to where you get to pull out the seat like a lazy boy. You know, it's like Galaxy Theaters does it where you're in the seat and then you hit some buttons and it's like an automated lazy boy. You can even order beer or wine. I don't, but it's that kind of fancy. I bring a blankie. My little blankie, so I sit there and cuddle up with a blanket, and it's really, really comfortable. The problem is those tickets are about $12 a pop. I think if it's like 3D, it's like $15 a pop. So to heck with that, like the Star Wars movie coming out, that Rogue One, I don't have to see it first week. I could see that in June also. So anyways, that was really, really cool. So I was watching the Sully movie, and the one thing I gotta say is I'm sure some of you guys haven't seen it either because you're also waiting for the $1.99 theater, which is now gonna be my new excuse, okay? Yeah, it's $1.99. Boy, did he keep his cool. I gotta tell you, now I know it was a movie, but I think he, Sullenberg, I believe he in real, Burger, Sully Burger, we all call him Sully, I gotta double check this, but he looks like in real life that he was just, he just kept his cool. And, Captain Sullenberger, Sully Sullenberger, Sully. He, obviously, I guess birds hit the engines, right? This was on that fateful flight for U.S. Airways. I think it was 1539, if I remember the number correctly, January 15th, back in 2009. And it's hard to believe that it's already been that many years. I started radio January 9th, 2009. So that was about a week after I was on air. And, I guess birds hit both engines. laid out both engines, rather than him going to LaGuardia or turning into Jersey, he landed on the Hudson. And I'm amazed that the plane floated for as long as it could. But wow! Now immediately you saw a couple people like jump into the water, and this is where I watch these movies, and the reason why I like to talk to you guys about it is because I like to plan ahead. I don't like to be in a plane that's all of a sudden crashing. I want to plan. I want to know my game plan. Okay, and I know you have flotation devices, etc. But I would have never expected if I was on that plane that the plane would not sink right away. And so when you see people get out on the wing, my first thought, and I know I'm a doctor, so this is very embarrassing to the medical community, but my first thought is adding the extra weight on the plane could make it sink faster. And thank God the ferry boats and the NYPD and then the fire department and the scuba cops, all got there as quickly as it could before the plane did sink. But when the water is about 37 degrees, you don't want to be in the water. Okay, because you could get hypothermic. But if I was the first one off that plane, I would have jumped into the water or I would have probably gotten on the wing. But when I saw that there was not enough room on the wings for people to get off on, I would have probably gotten into the water to let other people get on the wing. And so, you think back and go, how would you have behaved? And I would have gotten the hell out of the way so more people could get out of that plane if they needed to. Now, luckily, only a couple people, it sounds like, went into the water. The majority of people knew to stay dry and knew to stay on the wing. And, when you pull somebody out of the water, and we've talked about hypothermia, if you pull somebody out of the water and they seem to be cold and shivering, you'll get asked in class all the time, or I also took a wilderness medicine class that said, look, but you're warmer when you're in the water because of the insulation. No, you're not. When you're underwater, you lose your heat quicker than when you are shivering, right, up on, outside. And so I know your body seems to warm up the water around you. That's very, very temporary until the water starts to change your core temperature. So if this ever happened where your pilot lands on the Hudson, do not jump out and get into the water if you don't have to. Now, I understand if people cannot get out of the plane and you're in the way and the plane's about to sink, yeah, get the hell out of the way. But if it looks like all the floating devices and everything can keep people, without getting wet, that is your ideal choice. Because once you get wet, that hypothermia can really set in. So it's a very fascinating movie. It's a miracle. And I'm really, really impressed with how Tom Hanks did the movie. And I'm really, really impressed how the flight crew and how all the how the passengers on the plane seem to keep their cool, too. Wow. I know. I would have been like, well, they didn't have Snapchat back then, so I don't think a lot of people were texting as much or Facebooking as much. So they probably got the hell off the plane. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia. All right, so the VA has been in the news, and unfortunately not in the best light. There's a VA dentist accused of using improperly cleaned tools at a Wisconsin facility, and Fox News is reporting that he has resigned. The dentist has resigned from his position at a Wisconsin Veterans Affairs hospital amid accusations that he treated hundreds of patients with improperly cleaned equipment. The VA in Toma, Wisconsin, announced the dentist's resignation on Friday ahead of a scheduled Monday meeting on a panel used in situations that could warrant firing. The hospital's acting medical director, Victoria Bram, said last week that an investigation was launched after a dental assistant reported last month that the dentist hadn't properly cleaned equipment. Bram says the dental equipment might have been cleaned, but it didn't meet VA standards. He said the dentist's name was not released. Bram said 592 veterans who received care from this dentist can receive screenings for hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV, and they say the risk of attracting an infection is low. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. When I hear something like this, I am like, are you kidding me? All right, so what could be going on? All right, first of all, And this is what kind of confuses me. Now, mind you, I'm a medical doctor, so I oversaw how instruments were cleaned by having the staff have protocol, and the staff would have to clean them. So I personally didn't do the cleaning. I inspected, but I'm not the one that actually did the cleaning. So the first question I have is, what the heck is the protocol in this VA hospital? Okay, or what are the standards such that the dentist himself is the one responsible for cleaning the equipment? Now, somebody could say, well, you know, the doctor's supposed to wipe something off with alcohol before he uses it. No, that's not how it works. Okay, it's supposed to be in a sterilized bag. Your equipment is in a sterilized bag, so you open the sterilized pouch because you sterilize the equipment so you don't have to handle it with your bare hands. You put the equipment in a sterilized pouch. You put the equipment and the pouch into the autoclave, right, after it's been soaked in a, I do a 24-hour soak with the instruments, and then after they're dried, we put them in an autoclave pouch, seal the pouch, put them in an autoclave, heat up that autoclave to the nth degree, make sure it runs for the proper amount of time, pull it out, and then once it cools down, you put the sealed package into a special drawer of sterile equipment, and that is supposed to stay sterile for 30 days at least until you open up the package. When you open up the package, then obviously it's not sterile anymore. So the first thing I'm a little confused about is, well, the dentist hadn't properly cleaned equipment. Now, usually the big complaint that we have and we hear is a doctor or a dentist or somebody reusing a piece of equipment. But they're not saying that. They're saying he didn't properly clean the equipment. So I'm wondering and I'm not saying the physicians or dentists are supposed to be above the cleaning of them. I've worked the autoclave. I've worked the cleaning of them. When I had my practice, I knew how to do every single aspect. I knew how to answer the phones. I knew how to file. I knew kind of my computer system. I knew how to bill. I knew how to clean. But it is very, very rare that you have somebody that hands-on. There's usually staff. So I find that odd. All right, so, he resigned. So, that doesn't necessarily mean guilt, but something's up. Then, the next concern I have is we had a case in town where it was never proven if the doctor actually did do what the assistant said they did. Apparently, there was a case where a doctor was accused of using bloody instruments on patients, and the nurse said that he told her to keep using the instrument until they could actually see blood on it. Now, when that hit the newspaper, wow, his license was immediately suspended, and he was completely ridiculed in the news and the media. But the big question I had is, who would say that? Who would say, wait a second here, keep using it until everybody could see the blood? Once anybody could see the blood, that just doesn't sound right. And then I guess there was a rumor. And I think his license got reinstated because there was a collusion type of allegation going on where two nurses that didn't like him decided to, come up with this allegation themselves. So I don't really know whatever happened with that case, but that also concerns me. You have a lot of disgruntled staff, disgruntled employees. So when somebody says that doctor is not cleaning the equipment right, Okay, then it's either one person cleaning the equipment. Is it you that was supposed to clean the equipment and didn't? Is it that he told you not to? Now, there was another case in Las Vegas, a very, very famous case with a GI clinic where there was no time for the instruments to be properly cleaned because the mill of patients, the speed at which patients were being, pushed through to get their scopes done, their colonoscopies done, there wasn't enough time and not enough colonoscopes. It was very easy math to see that they weren't properly going through their cleaning, disinfected, sterilization procedure. And so these things are fairly easy to prove. Right? But, you as a patient, you're probably like, well, I don't care, if it's he said, she said. How do I know that I'm not going to be improperly taken care of with dirty equipment? Well, I also recommend this to ladies going, men getting pedicures. Okay, if anybody is going to use any instrument on you, it better be opened from an autoclave pouch. But it can't just be an autoclave pouch that's closed. There's usually a marking on it that will change color from a light blue to a dark purple or a light brown to a dark brown. But there's a marking on it that lets you know that that pouch had been properly autoclaved and properly heated to the right degree, because the pouch will not change color, or that marking will not change color, if the equipment wasn't autoclaved to the proper degree. So many times I see, it kind of frustrates me. Many times I'll see packages that just look too crisp, because usually there's a little bit of crinkling that goes on, with the autoclave process. But, if it looks too clean, I do get a little concerned about that. So what I would do is get the cojones and ask the medical provider or ask the beauty salon to let you see the package before they open it up. And if you see that package did not have that proper color change on there, don't let them use that equipment. And leave that clinic or salon immediately. All right, it's very, consumers need to be able to have some control over what goes in them or what is used on them. And so that's one of the easiest things to do. Tell them, before you open up the packaging, I would like to see the packaging. All right, you're allowed to do that. Yeah, you may get some eye rolling, but who cares? This is your body. And again, this is very, very odd. I'm really, really surprised that this happened, because most dentists would not risk this. What do they have to lose by cleaning the equipment? So that doesn't make any sense. But obviously there was a big mess up in their protocol and their system. And so I don't know what it is. I don't know. All right, the dental equipment might have been cleaned, but did not meet VA standards. So how was the dentist involved in the cleaning procedure, and why? How did this happen? So that's obviously a big concern. Now, also in the news, 4 staff members have quit an Oklahoma VA facility. Why? Because a veteran that had maggots in his wound died. Now, I doubt the maggots caused the death, but we need to talk about this. Oklahoma Department of Veteran Affairs Executive Director Miles Deering said the maggots were discovered while the patient was still alive at the Tallahena facility, but the maggots did not cause his death. He said the veteran came to the facility with an infection and died of sepsis. The VA said a physician assistant and 3 nurses, including the director of nursing, all resigned after an investigation was conducted. Spokesman Shane Faulkner said all 4 decided to resign before anybody could be terminated. The incident was reported to the Oklahoma State Department of Health and the district attorney for LaFleur and Latimer counties to see if charges could be filed against the staffers. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, didn't you talk about how maggots are used to debride? Yeah, we're going to talk about medical. I think there's even an FDA-approved maggot. We'll talk about this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The EPA says says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we're talking about this VA facility here in Oklahoma, where 4 staff people have resided, a physician assistant and I believe 3 nurses, when a veteran came into the facility with an infection and died of sepsis. And he had maggots, right, currently on his body. Now, I had told you guys that the maggots have been a very, very controversial issue in the latter years because it helps to breed wounds. When I was in training, there would be some homeless individuals coming into the ER, and I would see the maggots on his feet, and I would be running in with a bucket of iodine and water and saline, and they're like, no, stop. All right, let the maggots debride the flesh. Okay, maggots eat away dead flesh. And they do so very effectively, but I'm like, but they carry germs. They carry, let them do their work. We're going to be cleaning it up anyway. We're already starting the antibiotics. Now, we would clean off the maggots, but it wasn't an immediately five-alarm, response when we would see the maggots. And as a medical student, I thought that was very, very odd at first, but then I was like, oh. Then studies came out in 2003 and I believe 2009 and 2011. One especially in 2011 found that maggots cleaned wounds faster than surgeons. This was a fascinating piece here where, let me see if I could pull it up here. Okay, this was, I apologize, I got here Live Science. They say men in the study, all of whom had wounds that would not heal, were randomly assigned to have dead and unhealthy tissue removed from their lacerations by either standard surgical therapy or maggots. And after about a week, the men who received the maggot therapy had less dead tissue in their wounds than the men who underwent surgery. After about 2 weeks, the immature insects had lost their advantage. Both groups had about an equal amount of dead tissue in their wounds. And in the end, the maggots did not help the wounds heal faster. They said the effects of maggot therapy were not dramatic and may be useful in certain cases, such as patients with diabetes whose wounds need rapid control. But they say, but continuing the maggot therapy beyond 1 week is not of benefit. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second here. Okay, so why would maggots and let's put all this together. Well, don't put it all together yet. Just let me finish. Okay, medical use of maggots was approved back in 2004 by the U.S. FDA. Now, when the government approves something, and there's a government-run insurance, they probably are going to communicate a little quicker than the average private sector. Now, we doctors knew that maggots would be very, very helpful. We knew that maggots would be an adjunct, but there is no way in high heaven we are going to introduce that to a patient in this day and age. This is 2016, for crying out loud. There's no way we are going to tell a patient we are going to keep the maggots on there. But apparently in government-run systems, it seems to be okay. They say the study included about 100 men with wounds on their lower limbs. Half received maggot therapy and half received surgical treatment. For the maggot therapy, sterile maggots were placed in a small pouch that was placed on top of the wound. The therapy was applied twice a week, sterile. If you sterilize a maggot, doesn't it die? Neither the patients nor the doctor evaluating the wounds knew which therapy a patient received. And after 8 days, the percentage of dead tissue of the wounds in patients who received the maggot therapy was 54.5% compared with 66.5% who received surgery. But after 15 days and 30 days, the amount of dead tissue in the wounds was about the same. A number of patients reported feeling a crawling sensation in their wound and a number reporting pain. And also about the same in both groups. Now, some of you are like, okay, so why maggots? They secrete an enzyme, and this enzyme dissolves the dead tissue, but it will leave healthy tissue spared. The other thing is the inflammatory response that these maggots create, which is theorized, may help increase circulation. So maggot therapy has been a very, very exciting field. And I guess medical maggots trademarked, okay, is, I believe, regulated by the FDA. It's a prescription-only medical device. Medical maggots brand is a brand, this is from Monarch Labs, a brand of medicinal maggots. It's cleared by the FDA for marketing, for debriding chronic wounds such as pressure ulcers, venous stasis ulcers, neuropathic foot ulcers, and non-healing traumatic or post-surgical wounds. So this maggot therapy is something that is, from what I understand, when you have an FDA approval and you have studies, something that can be implemented and added to patient care. This debriding and stimulating the growth of healthy tissues is something that is a positive. But they're maggots. They are maggots. A little bit of history of maggots. They said maggots have been known for centuries, obviously, to heal wounds. Military surgeons know that soldiers whose wounds became infested with maggots had better outcomes than those who didn't. William Baer at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, may have been the first in our neck of the woods to have intentionally applied larvae to wounds to induce healing. During the late 1920s, he identified specific species, raised them in the laboratory, and used their larvae to treat several children with osteomyelitis and soft tissue infections. Osteomyelitis is infection of the bone. He presented his findings at a surgical conference in 1929, and then he published, they say here, in 1930, let me see, medical maggot therapy was used, and then antibiotics came, and more surgical techniques came around World War II, so maggots started to go out of favor. And now that we're seeing more and more antibiotic resistance, now that we have higher incidences of people with diabetes, some schools of thought out there are to let the maggots make a comeback. So let's go back now to this Oklahoma VA facility, all right? The veteran known as Owen Reese Peterson died at age 73, October 3rd. It's a shame. But he died, it sounds like, of sepsis. So sepsis is where the infection gets into the blood. But he came to the facility with an infection. So when I see, one, that a veteran is at the point where he has maggots that were not medically transplanted, my guess is this veteran did not have proper living facilities, which I think is an actual shame considering the sacrifice the dedication they make to this country, that we can't provide veterans homes and medical care to the point that by the time they do reach a medical facility, they have a widespread infection and sepsis. My guess is if he did have maggots on a wound, he probably was also a diabetic. By the way, your dog will lick your wound if you're diabetic a lot of times because it's sweet. The dog likes the taste of the sugar. So sometimes, remember there was a case where somebody woke up and his dog bit off his necrotic toe because it was so tasty? Yeah, disgusting, but it happened. So apparently the son, Ramey Parker, said during the 21 days I was there, I played with the medical staff, the senior medical staff, to increase his medication so his bandages could be changed. I was met with a stone wall for much of that time. So what we are seeing is a stonewall in terms of, and this frequently comes into the media, how our VA system needs to really be overhauled. Now, I'd love to hear from any of the veterans out there, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, how your veteran care is. But I remember decades ago, veterans would come to see me saying, look, I can't get this from the facility. So see what you could do. Give me samples. But I'm going to see you a couple times, you know, a fiscal quarter or a couple times a season because I just can't get into the VA. Not being able to get into the VA is a crime shame. It shouldn't be happening. They said the VA has considered moving the facility because of the millions of dollars in costs associated with fixing a nearly 100-year-old building. Where are our tax dollars going? If we can't even take care of our veterans, and we are the amount that we pay in taxes, this VA mismanagement has got to stop. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45 MyPillowCash.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, every year I love the holidays, but what I don't like to do is spend money. And by the time you're my age, you have too many friends. Unfortunately, a lot of the family starts to
leave, and I've lost a lot of family members, unfortunately, and when you're at that age, that's not fun. But you definitely, you know, gain a lot of coworkers and friends, and, oh, crap, I got to get a present for GCN. Oh, man, I shouldn't have said anything. Oh, man, darn. But they weren't on my list. I completely forgot. Oh, gosh, man. I mean, I like GCN a lot. Trust me, I do, but I am so over budget. I'm allowed to say that. Look, the holidays do not always have to be, oh, all ye faithful and silent night. I am not going to be silent tonight because I have really overspent my quota for Christmas gifts. But that's okay. It's the Christmas time. It's time for giving. That's all right. It's worth it. It's really worth it. And everybody I work with at GCN is worth it. So this is, it's great. It's wonderful. I'm like, oh, crap. I completely forgot about that. Not to make everybody at GCN. I should have had that epiphany off the air. So what I've done is I've written an article for you guys to read. Go to my blog at drdahlia.wordpress.com or just go to drdahlia.com. And I have gifts under $20 and $50 that will blow their mind. All right, now, I've talked about this many times on the show, so for those of you that listen to my show every year, I apologize if I'm being redundant, but it sounds like you guys are still making the same mistakes. I still see you guys buy these big, huge baskets that they sell at these big, huge stores that are like $60, $70, and you spend a lot of money on them, and then I go to offices and I go to places and I see all these baskets on some table in the back. And if you're going to spend that kind of dough, don't you want there to be some longevity? And obviously, you know, companies appreciate, you know, when you do bring them something, but you gotta make it stand out. So here are some ideas for office workers and coworkers, and these are under $50. Now, if your office does do a Secret Santa, the Secret Santa, I think, is brilliant because with the Secret Santa, how that works is everybody picks a name out of a hat, okay? So let's say you got Tom, Manny, Blake, and Kyle, let's say at GCN. Tommy picks Blake. Blake doesn't know that who he's getting. He gets Manny. Manny picks Tom. So Tom has no idea that Manny's getting Tom a present. So basically everybody gets one name. Yeah, now you do. Yeah. And Dr. Dahlia gets presents from everybody. But so basically you just have to buy that one present for that one person. So everybody basically gets a present as long as whoever picked your name isn't cheap. And you guys say, okay, let's say no more than $20 or no more than $10. So that's pretty nice because you guys set the boundaries and, you know. But that's not, to me, the Secret Santa thing, yeah, it saves you a lot of money. But I really like to spread the holiday cheer. All right? And I'm at the age now where I can't really just, you know, sleep with everybody and do it that way. Nobody wants that. In fact, they want to return the gift as quickly as they get it. So one thing I've told you guys to do, which is a very, very simple thing, is get a few dollar basket at either, I don't know, Hobby Lobby or Michael's or one of these craft stores. Get one of those baskets, okay? Line some tissue paper in it. Go to like a Starbucks or a coffee house or a donut shop and get a bunch of little $2 to $5 gift cards. So let's say you were planning on spending $50 for the office. Get about 10 of those gift cards. Right? Throw a bunch of candy. You have the paper in it because whenever you do a basket, you want to make it look bigger than it is. So you throw a bunch of paper. Throw a bunch of those gift cards. Throw a bunch of candy. Bring the basket to work and everybody gets a little baby gift card. What I like about that is it's not, you know, a basket of goodies that gets forgotten. Everybody has to take the little gift card and that's money in the wallet. Even if it's only $2, that's money. Alright, and that would be appreciated so much more than you spending $60, $70 on a basket. See what I mean? Make your own basket. What about a bunch of guys there that don't drink coffee or don't eat donuts? Tools. Okay, go to Home Depot or Lowe's or one of your hardware store. Get a bunch of tools, hammers, nuts, bolts. Make a basket out of it. Doesn't have to be very expensive. Some wrenches, some pliers. Alright, everybody needs an extra tool. Screwdrivers. Alright, make a basket of it. And say, hey, guys, have at it. Everybody gets a tool. And they're obviously new tools. Everybody likes new tools. Okay, you could also throw some food in there or, I don't know, cigars. Guys like that stuff, not too expensive. And that lasts for years. For the ladies,
or the guys, like Bed and Bath and Body Works, and there's a lot of these bath beauty shops that sell these soaps. This is what I would do for one office where it was all women. There was like 20 women. So usually I spend about $150 on a basket. So instead I spent about $100, and I got 20 of these soaps, these scented soaps. Each one was tall, $5 each. Everybody got a soap. That was very, very cool. And that, of course, lasts a while. Let's say most of you guys, let's say many of you guys don't speak Spanish, and you want to learn Spanish. Sometimes what you could do is you could do, and I have an online course. I'm not saying this to push the course, but that's a great gift. Let's say you want to learn Spanish, and your office does not speak Spanish. We have a LearnHealthSpanish.com course under $50. LearnHealthSpanish.com. Quick plug for that, because it's a great gift. It's cheap, and that could please everybody in the office, even though it's ideal for you to buy your own user. I know what a lot of you guys do. You guys look over each other's shoulder. That's fine. As long as you guys learn Spanish, I love it. So now, what about the relatives? Okay, the office, I think we got the office down, right? You guys know, buy a bunch of stuff that's cheap, put in a basket, but something that they could use. Don't buy them office supplies. That's not fun. Okay, it's got to be something they could take home with them. They want to take home, all right? But what about the relatives? You got cousins, you got aunts, you got uncles, you got grandparents, nieces, and nephews. What do you do? Well, remember I told you guys you can make smaller type little baskets or goodie bags. Let's say you got a chef in the family. Get a cookbook, an inexpensive cookbook, throw some spices in it, a cooking tool, boom. You got a cute little cooking basket or cooking bag. What about a gardener, someone who's really into their garden? Get a bunch of packets of seeds, get a small bag of soil, put it in a pot, fill that pot with decorative filler, throw some cellophane on it, or just stick it in a bag, boom. What about an auto enthusiast, someone who loves his car? Get some turtle wax, a cloth, air freshener. You know how many people, I would love that, if somebody got me some turtle wax, some cloth, a really, really good cloth to wipe down the car. Air freshener for the car, I'd love that. For you coffee drinkers out there, get a couple mugs, get some yummy coffee, add sweets, right? Throw all this on a basket, and boom, you got a little coffee thing for that. That's like really good for the aunt or uncle. Well, there's always someone that drinks tea, like your mother-in-law. Great, get her a whole bunch of different flavors of tea, put it in a beautiful decorative mug, throw some honey in the basket, you're good. Wine, bottle of wine, goblets, wine glasses, a real nice serving plate, candles. Books are a tough one, because I don't really read a lot of books, so you may go, oh, I'll buy her the next Harry Potter. She might have already read the book, but if there is a book that she hasn't read, get her a book. Why not? Gift cards, can't go wrong with gift cards. Barnes & Noble, Home Depot, Target, those are great. Let's say you have somebody that really loves her pet. Get them a gift for the pet, a how-to book, you know, on how to get your cat to poop in the toilet, toys, treats for the pets, why not? Fart machines, I love fart machines. Give me a fart machine. A funny desk calendar, joke book, a cuddly blanket is awesome. It looks big. When you're handing out gifts, if you could get a nice $15 plush blanket, that would be awesome. Now, don't forget your security guards, your postal workers, your sanitation team. Don't forget them. Get them, you can get them real nice scarves. If you know their sports team, get them a good hat. Get them a nice accessory for their car. Buy them sunscreen, box of treats. There's all sorts of stuff you can get them, gift cards. But look, the holidays are a time for giving. Have fun with it, but get them something they could use. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.